Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Obergefell. Batting third. The left fielder, Andy Van Slyke. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Hendrick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting seventh. The right fielder, David Green. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Forsch. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Forsch. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting second. The center fielder, Danny Heap. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a line drive into left field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster takes first base on ball four. Hernandez moves to second. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo strikes out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. David Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields it and throws to second for the out. Baylor moves to third. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Hernandez moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Mets. Jim Cott now pitching. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Strawberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Green. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Hernandez scores. Foster moves to third. It's 5 to nothing, Mets. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. Oquendo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster scores. There goes Giles trying to get to third. Van Slyke throws the ball into Obergefell, who tags Giles for the out. It's 6 to nothing, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hubie Brooks now playing third base. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 1 in the game. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 1 in the game. Obergefell hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Slyke takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Van Slyke moves to third. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Hendrick moves to second. Willie McGhee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGhee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGhee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Van Slyke scores. Hendrick moves to third. Porter moves to second. It's 6-1, Mets. David Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. Porter scores. McGhee moves to third. It's 6-3, Mets. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Green steals second. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a line drive towards short. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith misplays the ball. That's an error on Smith. Baylor moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 2 in the game. Hare takes first base on ball 4. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 2 in the game. Obergefell hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hare. The throw from Ortiz and he is out, Baylor applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Strawberry is called out on strikes. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive into left field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Van Slyke hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Mets. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. David Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaver strikes out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun pinch hits for Jim Cott. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hare is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-3 in the game. Obergefell hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Mets will come to bat. John Martin now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Strawberry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Van Slyke hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Mets will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-3 in the game. Ortiz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Giles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGee for the out. One out. David Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Ozzie Smith. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to second. Rafael Santana pinch runs for Jamie Quirk. Floyd Rayford pinch hits for John Martin. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and St. Louis Cardinals, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.